Well, good morning. Thank you. Here we are on the fourth Sunday of Advent. We are quickly making our way to the big day, Christmas Eve, and I'm so excited to see so many of you here this morning. As you can tell, we are all in for a very special treat. Very excited about what our choir will be doing for us this morning as an act of worship to God, but also a way of ushering us more and more into the Christmas spirit. And as always, if you are visiting with us today, we are so incredibly grateful for your presence here. I actually see a couple of familiar faces, and that's very, very exciting as well. You are our guest. I always like to say that. That's how we feel about you. You have chosen to be with us this morning to worship. We are grateful that you would do that, and we're thankful for your presence. So we welcome you and hope you feel God's Spirit here among us this morning. So as far as announcements are concerned, you can look on the back of your bulletin and see we've got a lot of exciting opportunities to celebrate this very special week as we make our way toward Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I'll let you read through most of these yourself, but the most immediate event, of course, is tonight, 6 o'clock here in the sanctuary, Christmas Palooza. I have heard so many amazing things about Christmas Palooza. Really, I've been looking forward to it ever since I came here back in July. I hear it's fun. I've been told that it's fun and family friendly. So my understanding is that some of you, people within our own essential family, will be sharing some musical gifts and talents, maybe folks we don't normally get to hear from. So I'm really excited about that. I hope you'll come back out this evening and really have a very fun evening. At this time, I would like to invite our music director, Keith Jones, to come up and say a few words, please.
Thank you, Cam. I've got good news and bad news, and I'm going to give the bad news first, but it turns into pretty good news, so hang in there. Bad news is our soprano section leader, Anna Neely, tested positive for COVID-19 on Monday. This is 2 days before our final rehearsal, and so she's not going to be singing with us today. She's doing fine. Her symptoms are, she describes it as the worst cold she's ever had in her life. And I've checked with her throughout the week. She hasn't gotten any worse. I think she's a little better by Friday when I talked with her. But McKee Monroe and Jacqueline Wisniewski have stepped in and learned several of her pieces. And so my hat's off to them to do that. So the good news is following that was how choir members stepped up for Anna. The other good news is next Sunday, we are going to try something different for the Sunday after Christmas. We're going to do lessons and carols, which we've done here before, but lessons and carols for the congregation. The choir's role in that service will be to sing some descants, but we're going to sing 10 hymns, 10 carols next Sunday. And if you feel gypped during Advent and Christmas that you don't get to sing all your favorite carols, well, come next Sunday, you'll get to do that. We'll get to sing one hymn that's not in the hymnal. I'm not gonna tell you what it is, but you know it. And we're gonna sing one hymn that's in the hymnal that we don't know, but just one. Everything else will be for me. Hope to see you then.
All right, thank you, Keith. We appreciate that. All right, so one other announcement for us this morning. This may be the biggest announcement for us today, and I'm guessing you probably have already seen this or read about this on social media. It's been spreading around quite a bit, and it's something that we definitely want to talk about this morning, and the only thing I can say about it is that it's messy, very, very messy. So I'm going to invite Reverend Paige Wolf to come up and tell us a little bit more about that.
I would like to invite you, your friends, your family, your neighbors, anyone you know to Messy Christmas. Messy Christmas will be Wednesday, the 22nd, this Wednesday, from 5:30 to 7:30. We are going to celebrate Christmas together with food, with fun, activities, and crafts, and then a time of worship and celebration. It will be interactive. It's for people of all ages, and I would love to see you all here. Two notes about Messy Christmas. Well, don't be afraid that it's called messy. It's going to be fun. But if you know that you're coming, we are going to have dinner, and if you can let us know your green sheet and put it in the offering plate, that would be helpful. If you don't let us know, don't let that deter you from coming. Still come, still bring friends and family. You don't have to RSVP. Please come. We are also, one of the parts of the Christmas story that we don't talk about that often is that Jesus was born without a home. And so as a part of our messy Christmas celebration, we are collecting adult-sized socks for the Spartanburg Opportunity Center. So we're going to be tying in some of those new kind of ways to think about the Christmas story. And so you are invited to bring socks as an offering and come be a part of this fun festive celebration together. Hope to see you on Wednesday.
All right. Thank you, Paige, very much for that. And now let us continue to worship.
O God of Elizabeth and Mary, you visited your servants with news of the world's redemption and the coming of the Savior. Make our hearts leap with joy and fill our mouths with songs of praise, that we may announce glad tidings of peace and welcome the Christ in our midst. Amen.
Love.
Because too many people are wandering in the wilderness, because too many people are sitting in the valley of the shadow of death, we light candles.
Because people all over the world are suffering and we're too busy to notice, we light candles.
Today, we stop everything and light these candles. One for hope, one for peace, one for joy, and one for love.
May the light of these candles overwhelm the world.
May the light from these candles illuminate the valley of the shadow of death.
May the light and the fire from these candles burn away everything that is preventing God, a love for being us.
Brother and sisters, be not afraid, even now. Even now, God's love is overwhelming the world.
As we prepare our hearts and minds for a time of prayer, just a couple of individuals and families we want to remember, especially this morning. Barbara Latham had surgery to repair her ankle this week. She's doing very well, but she has a time of recovery ahead of her, so we want to remember her. And it is with great sadness that we announce that Les McMillan passed away yesterday. And we want to remember his wife, Betty, and his family in their time of loss and in their time of grief. Let us pray. O Emmanuel, we celebrate you as the God who comes to us into our world and into our lives. Even when we are not seeking you, even when we do not beckon you, even when we are distracted by so many things, even when we find ourselves in the midst of grief and loss, when our hearts and minds are heavy, even when we are overwhelmed by life's demands, when we find ourselves in times of need and worry and anxiety, oh God, we are grateful that you come to us in the midst of our circumstances and situations, whatever they may be. We celebrate the good news that you seek us, and you are always after us, reminding us that we are indeed your children, that your light is shining in the darkness, that you are always present with hope, with peace, with encouragement, and most of all, with the strength to deal with whatever it is we may be facing at the moment. We celebrate the good news of your coming into this world in the birth of your Son, Jesus, and we look to your return as part of our faith and hope. Oh God, bless us today and all throughout this week as we reflect and meditate in a unique way on what it means for you to come after us. Your love knows no boundaries, and there's absolutely nothing that we can ever do to make you love us any more or any less. That your love is simply based on who you are and who we are in your eyes. Oh God, we especially pray for Barbara Latham. We're grateful that her surgery went well. Bless her in her time of recovery and recuperation. We especially pray for the family of Les McMillan. Comfort them and console them in their grief. Bless all others today who are missing that special person in their lives. Comfort and console as only you can. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who brought hope and healing to so many during his lifetime on earth, but continues to do so through his Spirit, as we pray the prayer which he taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As I invite our ushers to come forward to collect our morning offering and tithes, I do remind you that we are also receiving our Advent offering at this time, all throughout this month, really. As many of you know, all of that money goes to our missions committee. 100% of it goes to fund our missions for the current time, but also for the coming year. So we seek your generosity in that as well.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Oh, Patiently, Lord. Oh. Thank you.
Before I close with our benediction, I just want to say a big word of thank you to Keith and to Brian and to the choir and to our harpist today, John Wickey. We are so grateful and thank you. And now, yes, I think that's appropriate. And now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the love of God, the fellowship and the power of His Holy Spirit bless each of you today and every single day. Amen.